Let's talk a little bit about some of the common issues that surgeons in practice ask you about in breast cancer. I guess sentinel node should be pretty high up on the list.
Oh, I think sentinel node is right up there. I think two of the biggest things that come up with sentinel node are this issue of the false negative rate. I can still remember when the NSABP presented the first results of their sentinel node trial at San Antonio 2 years, and they had this 10% false negative rate. This sort of collective gasp went up in the room, because identification rates have clearly gone up to 98% as the technique has matured, but there was still this false negative rate. And I think here is where information from randomized trials becomes really important, because if you look at the two randomized trials that have reported out identification of metastases by sentinel node versus conventional axillary dissection, Professor Veronese's study in Milan and the Almanac trial from the UK, the likelihood of identifying axillary metastases is identical with the two techniques. So what that tells you is, yes, there is a false negative rate for sentinel node biopsy, and it's primarily determined by surgeon skill. But there's also a false negative rate after axillary dissection, and that's because the pathologist can't examine that whole specimen with the same level of detail. So I find that very comforting in terms of accepting the sentinel node technique. Another interesting thing that I think came out of one of the early presentations of the American College of Surgeons trial and experience with 5,000 more sentinel node biopsies was that technique used to identify the sentinel node didn't matter. That study allowed surgeons to choose whether they wanted to map with radioisotope alone, blue dye alone, or the combination of the two, and saw no difference in nodal identification rates. So I think the big unresolved problems, and the one we deal with in clinical practice every day, what do you do with a patient who has a small nodal metastasis that isn't identified intraoperatively, and then you get back the final pathology report and there's a 0.2 millimeter metastasis there? Do you complete the axillary dissection? And now I'm talking about things seen on H&E staining, not immunohistochemical staining. And I think one thing that I've learned in reviewing this literature is that small metastasis in the sentinel node does not necessarily translate into a low risk of additional nodal disease. Depending on the size of the primary tumor, if you take your typical T1B tumor, so between 5 millimeters and 1 centimeter in size, and somebody who has a single sentinel node removed that has a 0.2 millimeter metastasis, that individual has somewhere between a 15 and a 20% chance of having additional positive nodes, which is substantial. So what looks to be the most important thing, and what I use in decision making, is how many negative sentinel nodes did you take out? The more you have, the lower the likelihood of finding additional disease. And will it make any difference in the patient's management if you find more nodal metastases? And in some cases, it's the difference between endocrine therapy alone or endocrine therapy plus chemotherapy. And in that circumstance, I think axillary dissection is warranted. The one thing I've changed my mind about a little, again, looking at the literature is always a valuable thing, is local control. Because we now see a number of small studies of sentinel node biopsy alone with no follow-up axillary dissection, no local recurrences to date in these studies. So I estimate the risk of isolated local failure in the axilla to be about one-third of the risk of having additional nodes in there, which for most women translates to 5% or less. And if they're going to be getting radiation tangents for whole breast radiation anyway, you're going to treat the axilla. And then I think the last question, which who knows when we'll ever get an answer to, is does removing additional positive nodes contribute to survival? And I would say that the results of the current overview analysis on local therapy, which show that failure to maintain local control in the preserved breast because you don't give radiation, translates into a 5% decrease in survival. To me, for the patient who wants to do everything, who wants to take chemotherapy for a 1% or 2% survival benefit, that woman should have her axilla dissected as well, because we cannot exclude a survival benefit in the 5% or less range for removing positive axillary nodes. So I think it's an area in evolution.